The banging stopped abruptly. In the silence which followed, Letho heard the war song clearly. It was coming from the bank sides and the lake. He saw the long shape approaching in rising daylight, some sort of craft, headed straight for the pier. Bursting out in a great howl of joy, the Otter Outlaw began marching around the chamber, bellowing out the war song of the Otter Clans. The sound of the war song rose to a blood-curdling roar, echoing and reverberating around the shores and over the lake. Wakened by the eerie din, Rigophilus burst from his chamber, donning his war armour and kicking at guards who got in his path. He arrived at the barred fortress gates. Removing his helmet and chainmail half-mask, the warlord pressed his eye to a spy-hole. He could not yet see anything clearly, but the Otter's war song was getting closer, growing in volume. Wheelmark Scott came stumbling up, his coarse features blanched with fright.
Loot! They're coming!
He reeled sideways from the blow Rigophilus dealt him.
I can hear they're coming, idiot, but where exactly are they? Do you know?
Holding his aching cheek, Scott whimpered.
Sire, the upstairs guards say they're on both banks, and I've got a big ref coming up the middle of the lake. It looks like they've come to do battle, Lord.
The wildcat eyed his trembling wheelmark coldly.
And the shellhound, haven't they dragged him from that chamber yet?
Scott tried to back off, but his shoulders were already against the wall. He shook his head fearfully.
No, Lord. He's barricaded the door with some furniture. They say it's impossible to reach the shellhound.